Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I want to thank all of you who have been praying for me and this ministry, especially right now at this time of year when many of us are going through spiritual warfare. We need to continue to be praying for one another and lifting one another up for strength, for mercy, and for help in our time of need. And also, I want to give a big shout out and thank you for those who have been supporting this ministry, supporting the work that the Lord has given me to do. It has really helped in a time of need right now. And so again, I want to really thank you and tell you how much I really appreciate it. And may the Lord bless you and your family richly. All right, I want to share with you two messages that I received on two different days while praying, but they're short, so hang in there. The first one is a call for us to continue to get ready for the Lord's coming, because brothers and sisters, I was very excited when I received this message. Really, it just, joy swelled in me because the Lord was saying that He's coming soon and He wants His bride to be ready. So let me read that to you in a moment. The second thing that I received was a message, and it was mainly for those maybe who are not born again yet into His kingdom, who are trying to figure things out. Maybe you're sitting on the fence and not knowing which way to go, or maybe you're struggling and you don't know, understand what it means to be a Christian. But it's actually a call to those who are not yet born again, what it means to be born again, and what it means really to be walking with the Lord. So hang in there. It's really a message for everybody, and it really did bless me as well. And the third thing is I put in my blog, it's called The Romans Road to Salvation. It's really pretty awesome. It really explains through Scripture what salvation really looks like. So I'm going to bring those three things to you, and there will be a transcript of this. And it will be in my blog, and the link is down below. So you can go ahead, and after you hear this video, go and reread it, and also the scriptures, the pertaining scriptures to it. All right, so let me go ahead and read this very short first message that I received on the 20th of October, 2022. This is what it says. This is what I heard while I was praying. Put oil in your lamps now. I'm going to say it again. Put oil in your lamps now. Do not wait to trim them. Midnight comes, and so do I. Do not be caught asleep at the sound of the trumpet, for the door will shut on those who were not ready, for those who did not walk with me or talk with me. I will say, depart, for I never knew you. But for those who have entered through the narrow gate, there will be great celebrating and love awaiting them. Strive to get ready. And that was the end of this part of the message that I heard. Now, most of you know that this message really refers to the 10 virgins from Matthew 25. At that time, if you read it, it's from Matthew 25, 6 through 12. It says, a midnight cry was heard, and behold, the bridegroom comes, go out and meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but rather go to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open the door to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. So those are very sobering words when Jesus says, I do not know you. I do not know you. So we, brothers and sisters, don't want to hear those words. We want to get ready. So there is an oil that he talks about that needs to be in your lamp. What is that oil? Well, that oil is, yes, the Holy Spirit. That's the most common interpretation. But I also believe it's the oil of readiness, that we need to be ready. So do you have oil in your lamp right now? Are you ready for his coming? You want to be like the five prepared virgins and not like those other five who will be caught unaware because they were either complacent or lazy. So there's a couple things about the oil that the Lord has shown me. The oil of readiness. This oil of readiness can also be the oil that brings in the oil of the oil of gladness, oil of repentance, oil of joy, oil of salvation, oil of good works, oil of humbleness, meekness, and kindness, oil of forgiveness, oil of holiness and purity, oil of love, oil of truth, oil of faithfulness, and oil of thanksgiving. These are the oils to help us get ready and to put in our lamps. This is what the Lord has shown us. So take this to the Father and to the Lord Jesus and pray and ask him how you can get ready for his soon return. Okay, the second message that I received, I call it is later than you think. And I believe that we are living in the last days, and I believe that there are a lot of people who are sitting on the fence or don't quite know the Lord Jesus Christ yet, and that they are waiting for something or they're just not paying attention. But if you are hearing this video, I ask you to please hang in there and listen to this message and let the Lord speak to you through it, whether you already know him or you're curious about having a true relationship with the person of Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus Christ, not with Christianity, not with religion, not with church, but the person of Jesus Christ. All right, here's that message. Do you know me? Do you know of my tender care? I knock at the door of your heart, waiting for you to come and open it. I am the true lover of your soul, for I paid the ultimate price so that you would have a clear path to the Father, the creator of the universe, the creator of your world, and the creator of you. If you hear my voice calling, do not turn away, but receive me in your heart, your soul, and your mind. Say yes to me and turn from your sin that is leading you astray and down the path of destruction. In letting go of your sins and walking away from them, you will find peace that you have never experienced before, because you will finally be free, free from the bonds of sin, free from yourself, and free from others. Your spirit shall fly like an eagle, and joy will illuminate your way. Let today be the day of salvation. Call out to me, and I will hear and lead and guide you to the path to your Heavenly Father. Do not be afraid, for I will be with you every step of the way, if you let me, and stop pushing me away. You will be surprised and grateful at what you will find. Come and drink at the living waters. Come and kneel at the cross where I died for your sins. I am the only true Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. And that was the end of this message. All right, so the Lord is calling all of those who are not yet sure of their salvation, that are not sure if they are saved, they don't understand, or even those who need a reminder. We all need a reminder at the very basics of why we are Christians, and that is to have eternal life and to be with the Lord Jesus and our Heavenly Father forever. So in order to do that, you need to be born again. In John 3, it talks about that. It says, Jesus says, and this is what it says in John 3:3, Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So you have to be born two times in order to have eternal life. The first time, we're all born already. We've been born by our mothers, through our mothers, physically. This is a physical birth. But then there's a second birth that comes. And that's the second birth where you are spiritually now born again so you can have eternal life. And until you are born again the second time, your eyes and your ears are going to be dull and void, really, of understanding anything that is spiritual and from God. However, once you are born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will come and live inside of you, and He will show you the things that are, He will show you and guide you the things that are necessary in order to have this true relationship with the Lord Jesus and your Heavenly Father. Now, how do you become born again? Well, there are, people have said there's a lot of different ways, but two things I'm going to propose right now if you want to know how to be born again. One is, there is a prayer that you can say, and I have that prayer, a prayer of salvation. I will have it down below in the description box, and I will also have it in my blog, and this is a good start. It's a good start to just pray to the Lord, and this is a good sample prayer for you to pray from your heart, your mind, and your soul in crying out to God. And that will be the beginning of your journey with Him. The second thing is to understand the salvation. And I really love this thing called the Romans Road to Salvation. And what that is, it's taking a couple different verses from the book of Romans and helping you have a bigger picture of what it means to be saved, what it means. There's, I think, 7 verses here that I have for the Romans Road to Salvation. The first one is, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. We are all sinners, and because of that, the wages of sin is death. That's how it was set up. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. And God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus, and if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that He has been raised from the dead, then you will be saved. And therefore, having been justified by faith, you will have peace with God through our Lord Jesus. So I just strung together 7 different verses from the book of Romans for salvation, and I will have that again in the blog. Go back and read them, brothers and sisters, because they are the foundations to salvation, and they're important for us to know and understand. All right, well, I want to thank you all so much for coming and listening to the video. Thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has shown me. And I want you to know that I have already started praying for all of you who have listened to this video today. And I do daily pray for my subscribers. I love you all. Shalom.